Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. We've been talking, number of the readings in the past week have called us to take a look at ourselves and to say, am I really serving the Lord? Am I attentive to Him? Do I want His will? This past week and this week, quite a lengthy examination of conscience, and I ask you to benefit from it. I ask you to take time to answer the questions that the Gospels and the other readings present to us. As I said last week, take an inventory. Where are you? The first reading today is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 12 to 18. Brothers and sisters, sin must not reign over your mortal bodies so that you obey their desires. Sin must not reign over your mortal bodies so that you obey their desires. And do not present the parts of your bodies to sin as weapons for wickedness, but present yourselves to God as raised from the dead to life, and the parts of your bodies to God as weapons for righteousness. For sin is not to have any power over you, since you are not under the law, but of grace. You're under grace. Grace is God sharing Himself with us. God is pouring Himself out on us. And we ignore it. We don't listen for it. We don't expect it. Welcome the Lord when you wake up in the morning. Welcome Him. Seek to follow Him. Long for Him. Receive the gifts He gives you during the day. Pay more attention to that, if you can, than even the externals of whatever it is that you need to do. When I say pay more attention, I don't mean shirk your responsibility to what you have to do. But ask the Holy Spirit, make me attentive to what you want me to remember as I go through my day. Sin is not to have any power over you, since you are not under the law, but you are under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Of course not. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that although you were once slaves of sin, you have become obedient from the heart to the pattern of teaching to which you were entrusted. Let me repeat that. You need to ask yourself, as I need to ask myself, this question that Paul presents us to here. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that although you were once slaves of sin, you have become obedient from the heart. Though you were once slave of sin, you've turned, you've become obedient from the heart to the teaching to which you were entrusted. Can that be said of you, that you might have been a slave of sin, but you are now obedient to the pattern of teaching to which you were entrusted? Can you at least say that there is one sin that perhaps has been almost removed from my life? Can you say that? One pattern of sinfulness that by God's grace you have finally conquered and therefore can receive more of the Lord in your life. Where are you? God knows you every split second of your life. He sees what you're focusing on. He sees what your priorities are. Are they of the gospel? Are they of the kingdom of God? Or are they all about me? Self, me. Psalm 124 tells us our help is in the name of the Lord. That's where the help is to change. You cannot change on your own. You cannot change yourself. not in at the level of really changing your pattern of behavior, your motivation. You can't do that on your own. You need the grace of God, and God will give it gladly, generously to those who ask for it. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Had not the Lord been with us, let Israel say, had not the Lord been with us when men rose up against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their fury was inflamed against us. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us, the torrent would have swept over us. Over us then would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not leave us a prey to their teeth. We were rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare. Broken was the snare, and we were freed. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Has God freed you from the bonds of sin because you begged him for help and you followed him and you accepted his grace and the power of sin in one area is broken in your life? Have you known the joy of that? Or are you just saying, no, well, this is just who I am. I can't make it different. No, you can't make it different, but God can if you give him your obedience. If you tell him, I will follow you, set me free, and I will follow you, and you mean it. And it's a process. But in a month's time, it ought to be less. In a year's time, it might even be totally gone, maybe 2 years. Enter the battle. Break the bonds of sin by God's grace and God's power. He will give you what you need. Our help is in the name of the Lord. And that's true. Let's make sure that that's where we're leaning, that's what we're looking to, is the Lord himself. And the Gospel of Luke today, chapter 12, verses 39 to 48. Jesus said to his disciples, now you're a disciple, I hope. Jesus said to his disciples, be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. So we have to be ready. At any moment we can face death. At any moment. Are you ready? I'm not saying go around in fear. I'm saying look at yourself. Look at yourself in the light of God's word. Look at what God has given you, what he promises you. And begin to reprioritize what your goals are. What you want when the Lord comes for you to have a house that's clean. A house in which he is welcomed. How are you going to do that? You can't do it apart from his grace. So if you want to eliminate something in your life that affects your life in a negative way, you bring it before him and say, Lord, I want to change this, but I can't. I've tried, and I can't. Will you come and help me? And I will promise you that I will do what you tell me. Say that 10 times a day. Ask God for the grace. Keep asking for the grace. Grace is God sharing himself with us. Ask him, come, Lord Jesus, more into my life. Help me. I'm weak. I want to change, but I can't by myself. I need you. Pray that way, and God will show you the way. He promises that he will. You must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. It's good to acknowledge that and to live your life that if today you were to come before his judgment seat, you would be ready. And then Peter said, Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone? And the Lord replied, who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. He finds, when he comes for him, he finds him doing God's will. Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, my master is delayed in coming, and so he begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants and eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. You do not want that, brothers and sisters. You do not. In the readings, many times, always in the readings, but especially in this season of the year, the readings are often calling us to make choices, to make decisions that will turn us more toward the Lord, that, yes, will require us giving up something that leads us astray. But we decide to do it. We decide to put ourselves in the hands of the Lord. And then let him lead you. Don't you set up the program of renovation or the program of repentance. Don't you set it up. You bring it to the Lord. And in prayer, ask him what you should do to indicate that I want to turn away from this sin and that I want to turn more toward the Lord. I want to be more his disciple. Truly I say to you, if he finds his servant doing what he's supposed to do, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, my master's delayed in coming and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, I'm repeating this on purpose, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely, and the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. Brothers and sisters, read the catechism. Read all the gifts and graces that have been given to you through the sacraments, which you don't acknowledge many times, don't use. You will need to render an account for the gifts given to you one day. Take a look at the catechism. Don't be frightened. Don't be discouraged. Just look at them. Read through what the gifts and the graces given to us in baptism and confirmation and Eucharist, etc., etc. Look at the graces and then open your heart that God may activate them in you and that you become a servant of God in glory and in joy and in peace. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.